Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast to be held this year on October 4th at the historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Latasha Burton about what most people don't know about their insurance policies, their auto insurance policies. My guest today is a native of East Chicago, Indiana. She is a graduate of my alma mater, Mercer University, and also studied at Tennessee State University. Today, she is the owner of the Latasha Burton Agency, Nationwide Insurance. Her goal is to make sure that her clients have the right information to make informed decisions about their auto, home, and business insurance risk. We are honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Ms. Latasha Burton. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Wow, thank you, Spark Plug. How are you today?
Fantastic and trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent.
Are you ready to talk about what most people don't know about their auto insurance policies?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Great.
All right. Well, how does not having enough car insurance impact your clients when they're involved in an auto accident?
Well, most people don't understand their liability coverage. What it does for you is it actually protects your assets. In the event that you're found legally responsible for a covered accident, when you carry the state minimum, and by the way, the state minimum was put into effect 40, 50 years ago. Medical costs have changed. The cost of your car has changed. You want to make sure that your family has the right protection in place to protect your assets. If you don't have enough coverage to pay for property damage that you may have caused or the medical expenses that you're at fault for, you can be sued. That means your 401k can be at risk. That also means that any savings that you have and even your home could be at risk in the event of an accident. I usually recommend that a person carries at least $100,000 per person, $300,000 per occurrence when it comes to liability insurance, and at least $100,000 when it comes to property damage. If you hit a tractor trailer, that's not going to be $25,000. It may be a lot more.
Wow. Well, most customers do not have MedPay. Why is this additional auto insurance coverage something they most definitely need as a part of their insurance policy?
Well, there are so many people out there that don't have health insurance. And if you have a car accident, this could be a way that you pay for your medical expenses if it's a covered accident. Also, if you're traveling with a little league team and little Bobby just happens to break his hand in the door, you don't want to have to pay his medical expenses out of your personal savings. You don't want to be sued for those expenses either. So having MedPay could help pay for those expenses and offset the risk that you actually would have in the event that someone got hurt in your car while in an accident or not in an accident, regardless of who's at fault. You want to have MedPay. And the coverage may cost anywhere from $10 to $50 every 6 months based on the type of car that you actually have.
All right. Well, why is having underinsured motorist coverage so very important for anyone with an auto policy?
Spark Plug, this is one of those things that I recommend. Buy as much as you can afford. Again, I recommend $100,000, $300,000 in bodily injury. There are one of four drivers out there who are underinsured or uninsured at all. It would be just your luck to be hit by someone who's uninsured or underinsured. My last car accident, I was picking up a friend in an apartment complex. It was raining this particular day, and I had a guy just drive straight into my car, didn't stop, didn't hesitate, totally at fault. We called the police. He doesn't have any insurance. Okay, I'm not worried because I do have insurance, But I know that in the state of Georgia, it's against the law to not have any insurance. When the police got there, they simply told me because we were on private property that he doesn't have to have any coverage. I expected him to get that ticket. I expected him to go to jail that day. None of those things happened, and that accident is covered by my insurance company. But if I didn't have that coverage, I would just be out of pocket for those expenses.
Well, let's change gears here. How much coverage should a person have for car rental insurance? For car rental.
Okay, well, if your car is in an accident, I suggest that you have at minimum $30 per day. What this feature does is help you replace your car while it's being repaired, whether it's a comprehensive claim or a collision claim. $30 a day is usually a good coverage to start with, but if you drive a Mercedes-Benz or you drive a BMW, you want to have at least $50 per day because you want to travel in a car that's comparable to what you're used to traveling into. Nobody wants to have to be in a subcompact car and you're used to driving a Lincoln Navigator.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, how can people take advantage of available discounts on auto insurance?
Well, the discounts are so important. They add up very quickly, and they can be a significant savings to your auto policy. I would tell anyone you want to inquire about home and car discount, multi-vehicle discount. There's a defensive driving discount that you can take advantage of if you take that course approved by the Department of Safety. There's a home ownership discount, and my favorite is actually the good student discount. Full-time students between the age of 16 and 24 who meet certain grade point averages, they can take advantage of an additional discount. I use the TSU discount with my company. We have an affinity program that allows TSU alumni to take advantage of an additional discount, and it's a pretty nice-sized discount. So your discounts are important. You won't know about the discounts if you don't have a relationship with your agent, if you're not getting an annual review or a six-month review to go over your coverages and your discounts, you may be missing out on valuable savings to your auto policy.
Well, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listening audience about what they may not know about their auto insurance policies?
Absolutely. It is so important to sit down. In this society right now, we rush through everything. We want to select a la carte services on our own. We don't know enough. Go and talk to an expert. Find out what you need. Protect you. Protect your family. Make sure you're allowing your agent to help you manage your risk so that your family's families in the future are also impacted by your decisions today. So make sure you sit down with someone who's an expert to help you determine what coverage you need. There's nothing like putting your family in the poorhouse, future generations ahead. Make sure you have the coverage that you need today to protect your family. And as your children grow up and they have their own families, they have a great start. When it comes to protecting your assets and making sure those assets are available and leaving a legacy for your family's family.
I like that, leaving a legacy for your family's family. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us why you decided to promote your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, I actually attended one of the conferences for the first time, and I was so impressed by the people at the conference that I came in contact with, the speakers. I've gone to a lot of conferences over a span of 20 years, and by far, this was the most positive conference I had participated in a long time. The energy was so high. People were just willing to talk to you. There was no air going on. Everyone was willing to help you grow your business and answer questions that you may have about business. It was just a great opportunity. It was a rainy day, but I was so glad that I came out in the rain and I participated. And going forward, you know, I realized I haven't done enough networking. I will be doing more networking with people you need to know and other vendors that I've met at that conference as well going forward in the future. But the vibe was just so positive, and it's hard to get that many women in one location and there is no negativity. But I actually saw it for myself. There was no negativity. It was just really a great event. You also were very personable. I had no idea who you were at the time, but it didn't take long for me to know this is a man behind this scene, and he has done a fantastic job putting this event together. And, again, your energy was just so positive, and you were very personable, and I like that about you as well.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, and I normally try to stay out front. My wife, she's more behind the scenes than I am, but she definitely she deserves equal credit in helping to get that Helping Women Succeed event off the ground for the third year in a row. Well, Latasha, finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, they can reach out to me via email. My email address is burtol2@nationwide.com. They can go to my website, www.nationwide.com/Latasha Burton, and that's spelled LatashaBurton. I also can be reached by phone, 404-919-4483. I have an office in Roswell, off of Roswell Road, Sandy Springs, and I also have a location off of North Drew Hills as well.
All right. Now, before we wrap up, tell our listeners, where is East Chicago, Indiana?
East Chicago, Indiana is what we call the region. It's northwest, and it sits right on Lake Michigan. If anybody's familiar with the Indiana steel mills, Inland Steel is the heart of East Chicago, Indiana. We are also 20 minutes from the east side of Chicago, but we are definitely in Indiana, right next door to Gary. So I grew up between the Jackson family and all the Chicago entertainers. But East Chicago is a small town, but a great place to be a part of.
All right. Well, Ms. Latasha Burton, owner of the Latasha Burton Agency, Nationwide Insurance, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine is the company that women in business call when they're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight. Listeners, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.